The historic amount of anti-LGBTQ legislation across the country is leading to negative impacts on mental health. As KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports, one group is turning to the outdoors to alleviate these stressors.
On a cloudless and hot Saturday morning, a dozen hikers embark on a 6-mile journey around the base of a mountain at Red Rock Canyon, about 20 minutes outside of Las Vegas. The group is part of LGBT Outdoors. This is the Nevada chapter's first organized hike. Las Vegas resident Tim Hydorn says being outdoors helps him refocus.
To know that, like, all the things that I may be dealing with at work or in my personal life, they're so small. Look at where we are, like, in nature, seeing how vast and wide it is. We're just a small drop in the bucket.
Being in nature can reduce stress, improve your memory, and increase feelings of happiness. Hydorn doesn't consider himself an avid hiker, but the invitation to join an organized hike was the motivation he needed.
I think it's awesome to find a safe space. As members of the LGBT community, it's hard to find that just in the world. When you can find that community in something that's as simple as hiking, it's really important.
LGBT Outdoors started as an Instagram page in 2019, and by 2021, founder and executive director Justin Yoder established it as a nonprofit in Texas. There are now local chapters in more than a dozen states. Yoder says if an LGBTQ person doesn't have supportive family or friends, it can be difficult to find a community.
A lot of times they turn to the gay bars. I'm not putting that down in any way, but if you are having a difficult time and you are around alcohol, potential drugs, it can be a slippery slope for some people. Whereas with LGBT Outdoors, we can provide a healthy place for them to get plugged into.
LGBTQ individuals are 2.5 times more likely to experience depression, anxiety, and substance misuse compared to heterosexual cisgender people. Janet Glightly, the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Northern Nevada, says social stigma and lack of support contribute to mental health disparities for LGBTQ community members.
Society puts these stigmas in place for what they don't understand. It results in our LGBTQ community members not seeking early intervention, which leads to not getting treatment in a timely manner. They basically suffer in silence.
Glightly says it's nearly impossible to address mental health by oneself. And if someone doesn't get the care they need, the ramifications could be lethal. Negative mental health outcomes and discrimination are being exacerbated by a record amount of legislation targeting the rights of LGBTQ people, particularly transgender individuals, according to a poll by the Trevor Project. Casey Pick, the director of law and policy, says despite living in a red or blue state, the impacts are being felt far and wide.
Whether it is anger, fear, sadness, or stress, that's a lot of different ways of saying that our young people are hurting.
Pick says being visibly supportive of LGBTQ community members is one of the most helpful things you can do.
I honestly love going to my doctor when I see that she's wearing a lapel pin with a rainbow flag. She's never had to say a word to me, but I know that she has taken a stand to say that she cares about people like me.
In Northern Nevada, the HOPES Clinic offers physical and behavioral health care for patients from marginalized communities, including LGBTQ patients. This includes therapy, support groups, and gender-affirming care. Behavioral health coordinator Amanda Prina says being a safe space is a top priority.
In order to have any type of healing take place within our emotional bodies, our physical bodies, we have to first feel safe. And I've really just heard countless inspiring stories from patients about how sometimes they felt safe at HOPES for the first time in their life.
LGBT Outdoors Nevada Ambassador Chase Carter had to seek therapy due to the stress of the pandemic, the isolation of quarantine, and pressure from work. After an extremely bureaucratic process trying to find a therapist, he opted for one familiar with LGBTQ issues.
I don't think he was a member of the community. I do know that he worked with other queer people. I didn't necessarily need that, but I did find that to be a starting level of trust between us. I felt comfortable and free of judgment.
Carter says something he took away from therapy is mind and body well-being.
And leaning into your passions already, I really love the outdoor space. So not to be Pollyanna about it, but just when you recognize that the sun is beautiful, recognize that in your heart. What better way to do that type of mindfulness than enjoying the incredible beauty of Nevada?
Carter hopes LGBT Outdoors catches on in Northern Nevada too. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Red Rock Canyon.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.